Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, one of our producers was looking at tweets from Saturday night, Christmas Eve on Twitter, and noticed a number of tweets about the intersection of holiday drinking and Christmas Mass. We saw one tweet, "There's no buzz like midnight Mass buzz." Another person wrote, "10 p.m. dilemma, keep drinking or sober up for midnight Mass." I guess the first tweeter didn't feel they needed to make a choice. So maybe you were mixing religious and politics and other kinds of mixers on Saturday night. I don't know. But what we want to know is how religion and politics mixed at the Christmas Eve or Christmas Day services that you attended. Our lines were already full with people wanting to tell these stories. I'll just mention that the Pope offered Mass at midnight and on Christmas Day gives a traditional speech, Urbi et Orbi, that's Latin for to the city and to the world. And in his message this year, Pope Benedict called for an end to the bloodshed in Syria, mentioned Syria in particular. He urged full reconciliation and stability in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he called for the resumption of the Israeli-Palestinian dialogue. And the Pope said, quote, "May the birth of the Prince of Peace remind the world where its true happiness lies, and may your hearts be filled with hope and joy, for the Savior has been born for us." In addition to that, I know that the Pope also spoke out, at least I read that he did, against the materialism of the Christmas holiday. So peace and materialism, these are old themes. Pope Benedict applied it to particular hot spots in the world. And I wonder what you heard at your midnight Mass service or any time Christmas Eve or Christmas Day if you attended church. 212-433-WNYC. And Bryn in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi there.
What'd you hear? Where were you?
Well, first of all, let me say I absolutely love your show. It is sort of like the informing background theme music to my mornings.
Thank you very much.
So my family, all three grandparents and my kids and I and my wife went to the Lafayette Avenue Presbyterian Church in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, as we do as often as we can on Christmas Eve. My wife and I are not denominational. We're actually probably more agnostic than anything.
Mm-hmm. But get to it so I can get a lot of people on here. What who said what?
So basically, the pastor, who was a substitute, basically spoke very, very much about, underlying liberation theology, the haves versus the have-nots, sort of terrible it is that in our current political scheme, candidates are applauded for their, having executed over 200 people in their state.
So this was Occupy Mass.
This was, sort of, yeah.
And
but it was also joyous because, instead of a homily, he read, it was the night before Christmas, so.
And you had a substitute pastor? For Christmas?
Yeah.
Where was the real guy?
He retired.
Oh, so you've got an interim hoping for the appointment. All right, Bryn, thank you very much. Leland and Summit, you're on WNYC. Hi, Leland. Happy holidays.
Good morning. It's great to be on. I love your show.
Thank you. So where'd you go? What'd you hear?
Well, my mother is a priest, actually, and I'm also more of an agnostic than a regular churchgoer, but I had the pleasure of helping her write her sermon beforehand, and she was working around the theme of past, present, and future from a spiritual standpoint, in the idea that the birth of Jesus was a major turning point in Christian history, and everything that came before is then separated from everything that comes afterwards. But I kind of like the segue of using that to talk about the new year as a fresh start, and especially, it wasn't politically per se, but with respect to the nation as a whole, that Christmas is a time to reflect on what's happening right now and also look back in the past and try and mirror that into the future.
Mm-hmm. Still very general, though, without any direction as to what maybe people should be most concerned about or even how to feel about any of the issues.
Yeah, I think her central point was that we need to support each other more and that in times of trouble, especially with unemployment was one thing that she brought up, and the people that need counseling the most are those that show up to church, especially on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And her message was one of attendance as well. You know, that the church is a place for congregation and support in times of need, and that is something to focus on in the future. And
congregate.
Next year.
Leland, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. And Robin in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robin.
Hi. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, the whole thing. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I went to the Unitarian Church on 79th and Lex, and we are a liberal church. And what we talked about, what the minister talked about in the homily, was how everybody could be their own savior, or that just going about and being aware of other people and being kind can really help people. And the example that he used was that Tunisian boy, and I know you mentioned his name before and I've forgotten.
Mohammed Bouazizi, the vendor who set himself on fire.
Exactly. And he came to work that day just to sell his goods, not knowing that, you know, the police would seek further revenge on him and take his scale and take his food. And so he just made a personal plea and a plea for the community where people were object of corruption. Mm-hmm. And he started the Arab Spring. I mean, he certainly didn't think about that right when he was on his way to work that morning.
And so Mohammed Bouazizi came up at the Unitarian service at 79th and Lex. Robin, thank you. And Eileen in Saddle River, you're on WNYC. Merry Christmas, Eileen.
Merry Christmas. Hi, Brian. I attended St. Boniface Catholic Church on Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock service, and the priest spoke about the incident with the Air Jordan shoes, about the people trampling over each other to get to the to buy sneakers, and then getting into these huge fights, and then he just tied it in beautifully with how we really all, you know, it's Christmas, let's all try to get along at all the times of the year. He just tied it in beautifully. He was mm-hmm. a wonderful speaker.
Thank you very much. Will in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Will.
Hi, I'm good, thanks. I played a comedic lead in a play on Christmas Eve and on Sunday morning, Christmas Day. And I played like a Scrooge-type character, and basically there were people caroling and asking for money on the front of my house, and I was comparing them to the Occupy Wall Street protesters, saying, you know, get out of the front of my house, I'm not giving you anything. I threatened them with police brutality, you know, with the police coming by, and the police didn't come because I was black and they didn't want to come for me. And then I talked about, I was a businessman, so I told my workers, you know, they have to come in on Christmas, and if they didn't come in, they're fired, and good luck getting a job in this recession.
Vilifying the business owners of the world.
I'm vilifying them.
Were you?
Well, it was I do believe that money can sometimes corrupt people, sometimes. And I do believe in this climate in our country that many wealthy people, or at least those represented by the Republican Party, are really oppressing the poor right now and being extremely greedy.
Will, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Politics, socioeconomics, on stage at Will's Church. Chris in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
And
hi.
You?
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Merry Christmas, Chris, to you too, definitely. Where'd you go? What'd you hear?
Let's see. Well, we attended a Mormon church, we're a member of a Mormon church. And first of all, my children, my three boys, were most excited because the service was only an hour long on Christmas Day, whereas we usually attend a 3-hour service every Sunday. So that was the first benefit. But the second thing,
all praise to Mormon efficiency.
Yeah.
And the second thing, sorry.
No, the second thing was that, I think that Christ's message is more relevant today than it's ever been, that we need to be non-judgmental of all those that we see and all those that we experience, and that we need to have more charity for everybody, and that's what we heard on Christmas Day. So,
thank you. And was there any mention, since you did attend a Mormon service, of the fact that Huntsman and Romney, two Mormons, are vying for the presidency?
No, they never mentioned that in church, actually. They just encouraged us to vote our conscience.
Chris, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you who called with what you heard at your service on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. You can continue to post those stories to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.